Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. It's dried up. Jesus here is measuring teachers as true or false by the fruit they're producing in their own lives and in the life of other people. What are they planting in other people's lives? And when they plant, what are they reaping?
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio, the Bible teaching ministry of Raul Reese in Diamond Bar, California. Raul once lived only for himself, but since coming to Christ more than 40 years ago, he's tried to make the most of his life by pouring his time and energy into others. For fresh inspiration from Raul's story, visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or to get a free DVD, call 800-634-9165. Today's message from Raul continues our study of the book of Jude with an urgent call to continually fill our hearts and minds with the truth of God's Word. We'll see that as believers living in the last days, we're bombarded with messages that call us to compromise or even deny our faith. Well, stay with us for encouragement to daily submit and commit your life to the Lord and His ways. Today's message is titled, Apostates Depraved and Doomed.
This evening, if you have your Bible, turn to the book of Jude again. And I tell you, this book of Jude has really not only increased my faith in the Lord, but has really shown me that in these last days, not only was Jude 1900 years ago speaking to our hearts, but it's like he was prophesying too, because everything he says in the scripture is what's happening today, especially false teachers in the body of Christ. And if we examine these sections that Jude has given to us here, we discover that Jude makes it very clear that the end of these people will be destruction, eternal death. They'll end up in the lake of fire. And they won't be able to do anything about it because they have been judged. Their names were not found written in the book of life. Now, Jude is going to give us a list of these teachers and their sin, what they do. So first of all, in verse 12 through 13, we have first the character of these false teachers. Verse 12, these are spots in your love feast, while they feast with you without fear, serving only themselves. They are clouds without water, carried about with the winds, late autumn trees without fruit, twice dead, pulled up by the roots, and then we'll get 13 in a moment. So this is what they are like. Again, look at the first thing that he brings about in verse 12. He says, these are spots in your love feast wandering. Now, false teachers disfigure the church. Paul the Apostle in the book of Ephesians talks about the bride of Christ. Listen, in chapter 5:22, he says, wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. The husband or the bride of Jesus Christ is who? The church. He is our husband. We are his bride. We are the wife of Jesus Christ. And if a husband doesn't take care of his wife, how much more if Jesus Christ didn't take care of each one of us individually? But he loves you. He loves me. And because he loves me, he calls me his bride. And he takes care of his bride. And when his bride is not doing what is right, and we start to deviate from the truth, what does he do? Paul says in the book of Hebrews 12 that he chastens us because he loves us as children of the Lord. If he would not chasten us, then he would not love us. But because he loves you, because he loves me, he wants to make sure that we understand who he is and what he does. And then this is amazing because as we look at the fidelity of Christ, then as we see this, what do we see? The immorality of the beautiful church is turned now into an ugly sister when we don't follow Jesus Christ. A lot of times, believe it or not, one of the greatest sins among these false teachers is sexual. They prey on women in the church. They commit adultery and they have no conviction, they have no care, and what they do is they destroy other people's marriages. The problem is they're arrogant and they're not fearing God in their own lives. They don't care about God. Notice thirdly, they are false shepherds too. Look what he says, serving themselves. These guys serve themselves. They don't care about serving other people. Teachers, leaders are to be what? Shepherds and supposed to take care of the flock of God, not fleece the flock of God. These false shepherds made their own lives comfortable, avoiding the hard task of being true shepherds to the body of Jesus Christ, serving, loving, caring for the people. That's what God has called a shepherd to do. Paul the Apostle in the book of Acts chapter 20 verse 28 says, therefore take heed yourselves and to all the flock among you, which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, to feed the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departure, Paul says, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. And from yourselves, men will rise up. Here it is. Speaking perverse things. To draw away disciples after themselves. Therefore, watch and remember that for 3 years, I did not cease to warn every one of you night and day with tears. A true shepherd. With tears, I warn you. He loved the people. He didn't fleece the people. He cared for them because he loved them. These false teachers view the grace of God as an opportunity to serve sin and self rather than God. They're phonies. Fourthly, they are clouds. Listen to what he says. They are clouds without water carried about by the wind. So the next thing Judas here is that he turns into a picture from nature to show us pretentious, useless of these false teachers. They are like clouds. They have no strength. And even though the wind blows, there is no rain on the earth. Even we see the clouds, sometimes we see clouds, but there's no rain. Everything had become dry in their lives. Everything. What's the water in Scripture? The Word of God. They had no word of God in their lives. They were totally empty and self-centered. And these are like they that are on their way not only to destruction, they're on their way to hell where there is no water. No water but torment. Burning in the flames of hell forever and ever and ever and ever. These are people not 2,500 years ago, today. Today you find them in the church. Fifthly, the fruit tree. Late autumn trees without fruit, twice dead. Imagine what he says here. He's talking about a tree now that is supposed to bring forth fruit. They have no fruit in their lives. If the false teachers do not bring refreshment, neither do they produce what? Fruit for God, and they're looking for other people to deceive constantly every single day. The fruit which they try to bring in their lives is not fruit that is lasting. It's temporal. Matthew 7:15, listen to what Jesus said. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing. They look like Christians. They even talk like Christians. And they even smell like Christians. But inwardly, notice this, inwardly, they are ravenous wolves. You will know them, check this out, by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from the thorn bushes or figs from the thistles? Even so, every good tree that bears good fruit, but a bad tree that bears bad fruit, what this happens to? Listen, a good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree get good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. It's dried up. But Those that are truly, truly in the Lord, and you trim the tree, what happens? You bring forth more fruit. Therefore, he says, by their fruits you will know them. Jesus here is measuring teachers as true or false by the fruit they're producing in their own lives and in the life of other people. What are they planting in other people's lives? And when they plant, what are they reaping? When they truly are false teachers and false prophets. And then he uses this illustration, the sea. They are wild waves, notice, of the sea, foaming up in their shame. So these false teachers are like stormy waves. They dump all their garbage into the church. Think about biblical standards that are given to us. Like the old biblical paths and being strayed and plain and morality was there. And giving yourself over to God's word and being different than the whole world, as he says here. And yet, what happens? People are saying this. They are different and they don't want to really serve the Lord. Notice 7, the stars. Wandering stars from whom is reserved the blackness and darkness forever. Wow. When I read that, my heart broke for so many people that are going to end up in darkness, in blackness. Imagine what it must be like in hell. Being there in all darkness, but at the same time being tormented and burning in the flames of hell, and later on in the lake of fire. Because a lot of people that don't believe in torment, and they don't believe in hell. You have the Catholic Church that they believe that when you die, you can go to purgatory. And then you can pray for that person in purgatory and then pull them out. That's the indulgence that started in the Catholic Church back in the 1500s as people had to pay a pledge to get money to the Catholic Church so that they would pray for those in purgatory to pull them out of purgatory so they could go to heaven. It doesn't work that way. Only hell and heaven. No in between. No middle ground. And if we are going to die one day, surely we don't want to be wandering stars. For whom is reserved the blackness? Check this out, the blackness in darkness forever. That's the destiny of the false teachers, and that's the destiny for anyone that doesn't have Jesus Christ. Now let me stop here for 1 second. This is real important. When you read the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, okay, that's the Gospels. And especially the Sermon on the Mount. When you get to the book of Acts, the history of the church. But when you start reading the 14 letters of Paul, Romans to Hebrews. And then from Romans to Hebrews, 14 letters. Then you come to the book of James, Philemon, and then Hebrews. And then you come to the book of 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, and then Jude, and then Revelation. In every one of the epistles, very important, he's talking to who? Christians. Because a lot of people bring this up, and I'm going to bring it up tonight. If I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, can I go to hell? Well, there's only one way. And that is, if you go back to your old life and you stay in your old life, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. And I didn't say it. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 5, chapter 6, Galatians 5, Ephesians 5, and then read James chapter 5 at the end. And then 1 Peter, and then 2 Peter chapter 2. And let me go to 2 Peter chapter 2 because this will be the lesson. Turn there real quickly. I want to reach you some pretty heavy things. Remember, he's talking to Christians, and at the same time, he's going to speak about false teachers. 2 Peter chapter 2, beginning in verse 1. He says, but there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, and even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemed. But covetousness, they will be exploit. You will deceptive words they have. For a long time, their judgment has not been idle, and their destruction does not slumber. God says they are going to be judged because of the deceit and the lies they have given to people. False teachers, false prophets, and then the Christian. A Christian is supposed to be holy, even as he is holy. Yes, we trip, we fall, we all sin. I'm not saying we don't sin. I sin. You sin. And yet, when we sin, what's the greatest thing God has given to us? The Holy Spirit. There's no excuse. If you don't listen to the Holy Spirit, it's no longer harmakia, missing the mark. It's rebellion. It's transgression against God. And Paul says, whoever continues to commit these sins, you read them, shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Who's he talking to? Christians. The church. I'm not making it up. Go read it. Jesus is the vine. We are the branches. And he says in John 15, that if a vine is going to be trimmed, which God does that, to bring fruit. But in the branches, there are branches that are dying and are dried up. What does the shepherd do? He comes and he trims the true vine, the branches, but then the dead ones, he cuts them off. And then he says this, he cuts them, gathers them, and throws them into the fire. What's the fire? Hell. That's why the church is sick today, because there's so many in the church think they're going to go to heaven and living lives in the flesh. You can't do that. God will not stand by it. You cannot do that. Listen to what he says in conclusion. Number one, the scripture has prophesied about false teachers having false peace. Jeremiah 23:17. They continually say to those who despise me, the Lord hath said, you shall have peace. And to everyone who walks according to the dictates of his own heart, they shall say, no evil shall come upon you. They were all liars to the people. Secondly, they teach the sayings of nothing but lies. Jeremiah 20:15. Then the prophet Jeremiah said to Hananiah the prophet, hear now, Hananiah, the Lord has not sent you, but you make this people to trust in a lie. Those are false prophets, trusting in a false lie. Thirdly, they pretend to be true. Matthew 7:21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord. Check this out. Three works. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. But he who does the will of my Father in heaven, many... Not a few, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? Cast out demons in your name? Done many wonders in your name? And then I, Jesus, will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice sin. And then fourthly, they love corrupted teaching. 2 Peter 2:10. Especially those who walk according to the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise authority. He's speaking to Christians. They are presumptuous, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignitaries, people in government. Whereas angels, who are greater in power and might, do not bring a reviling accusation against them before the Lord. But these, like natural brute animals, made to be caught and destroyed, speak evil of the things they do not understand and will utterly perish in their own corruption and will receive the wages of unrighteousness as those who count it pleasure to carouse in the daytime. They are spots and blemishes, carousing in their own deceptions while they feast with you. Having eyes full of adultery, and they cannot stop sinning. Enticing unstable souls, they have a heart trained in covetous practices and are cursed children. They have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but he was rebuked for his iniquity. A dumb donkey speaking with a man's voice restrained the madness of the prophet. Here's the prophet Balaam. God speaks to him. And what happened? He took money from the enemies and he ended up going to hell. The prophet. These are wells without water, clouds carried by the tempest. For whom is reserved? Listen again what he said. The darkness and blackness. Can you believe that? Forever. What Jude said. And then he says this, for when they speak grace-swelling words of emptiness, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through lewdness, one who have actually escaped from those who live in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are slaves of corruption. For by whom a person is overcome, by him also he is brought into bondage. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now look what he's saying. Sitting in Bible studies. He says, and they are again entangled in them and overcome. The later end is worse for them than the beginning. If a person comes out of drugs and God spares him and God cleans him up, to go back into drugs, it would be suicide. After you've been in the light and you've tasted the goodness of God. For it would be better for that person not, listen to what he says, not to have known the way of righteousness. Wow. Than having known it. Is he talking to Christians? Yes, he is. We are righteous by faith in Jesus Christ. To turn from the holy commandment delivered to them. But it has happened to them according to the true proverb. Here it is. A dog returns to his own vomit. And a pig, having been washed, returns to her mire. Returns to the mud. That's what these people do. After being delivered, they go back into sin and they're what? They're lost.
You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Ries. Raul, you talked about today the tendency that we have to be led astray from the truth by a false teaching and false theology. How can we recognize the character of a false teacher when we see them?
Over the years, the way I've identified them, scripture, like Paul says, you shall know them by the fruits. But also, they're always asking for money. They're always building themselves up. And they're always preying on old people because they know they have their little social security checks. And they're always, I say, I'll send you this if you send me this. And they're always pumping with letters. You know, whenever I receive a letter like that, I just trash it because I know what they're asking for. I love to write back to these guys, but I know they won't read my letter because it will be not a letter of love. It will be a letter of rebuke. So that's one of the signs that we can tell. The second way that you can identify, they don't study God's word. They're only speaking out of their experiences. But there's nothing to do with the word of God, where the word of God expounds the truth. And I think that so many people are being deceived by that. And I would pray that people would pray and just make sure you check with someone that is right on, somebody that studied God's word, so that you don't get entrapped by these people.
Thanks, Raul. Well, if you'd like to review the lesson you've heard today, we'll be glad to send you an unedited copy for a gift of any amount. To get that, call 800-634-9165 and ask for today's message titled Apostates, Depraved, and Doomed. Well, as part of our commitment to equip you with biblical truth that will help you stand strong and unwavering in your faith, we'd like to offer you a 6-CD audio pack titled The Coming Storm. This compilation of end-time messages offers a comprehensive look at what God has shown us about the world's last days and the deep spiritual darkness we'll encounter before Christ's ultimate victory. Your eyes will be opened as you explore how Satan will unleash a final wave of fury in an unsuccessful attempt to unseat Christ from his eternal throne. It's important that we as Christians be vigilant and alert to what's going on, so don't wait. Get in touch with us to purchase Raul's empowering 6-CD study titled The Coming Storm. To place your order, visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165. And we'll send you this 6-message collection for a gift of $21 or more. The phone number again is 800-634-9165. To get this resource by writing us, the mailing address is Somebody Loves You Radio, Post Office Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. For even more biblical insight, you can catch all of Rawls' teachings on podcast. Every broadcast is available to download through iTunes or Google Play. And you can also stream these programs on all Alexa-powered devices. Just a reminder that our mission at Somebody Loves You Radio is to faithfully proclaim the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we simply couldn't do that without your financial support. If you've already given, we'd like to say thank you. And if not, then why not consider a donation to ensure these broadcasts continue? You can give by calling 800-634-9165, and every gift is tax deductible. Well, join us again next time as we continue with more from the book of Jude. You'll be further challenged to live an authentic faith that permeates every area of your life and holds fast against the deceit of false believers. This program is sponsored by Somebody Loves You Radio in Diamond Bar, California.